Looks so lonely up there.
I know, it does.
No, it's okay.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:02, and this is our call to order for the Board of Directors meeting for the Grover Beach City Council for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. It is Wednesday, December 22nd, and this is our call to order. So let's do a roll call, please. Ms. Simpson.
Chair Jeff Lee.
Here.
Director Karen Ray Russom.
Here.
And let the record show that Ms. Karen White is not joining, is not here this evening. Okay, very good. So, but we do have a quorum, so we are able to continue. So if you would all rise and please join all of us in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. So with that, let's turn to agenda review. Let's see if there's any questions on the agenda.
No, sir.
Seeing none, I'll take that as a substantiation that we'll proceed with the agenda as published. Next becomes public comments on items not appearing on the agenda, where people can, we're going to invite members of the public to come forward under public comment. Let me open it up, see if there's any members of the public that want to speak. Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public comment, bring it back to the board for consent agenda, where we have two routine items, which is approval of minutes and approval of warrants. Let me turn to my left and see if there's any questions on the consent agenda.
No, sir.
Very good. Let me open this up to the public, see if there's any members that want to speak on the consent agenda. Seeing no one come forward, we'll come back for, we'll close it to the public and bring it back for consideration.
I will move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
And I will second that. So, Ms. Simpson, roll call, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom.
Here. Yes.
Chair Jeff Lee.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very good. So next, that takes us to our action items, which is 6A, which is a presentation and approval of fiscal year ending June 2022 financial audit. Let me turn to Mr. Gent for a staff report.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is a presentation and approval fiscal year draft ending June. It should say draft. I mean, should we correct that?
Yeah.
For the record right now. Presentation of draft fiscal year ending June 2022 financial audit. So that we should correct the record, Amy, and correct that title. Recommendation that the board receive presentation of the audit report of the district's financial records by Moss Levy Hartsheim, LLP, the district's independent auditor, and resolve any questions and call for necessary revisions to the financial audit if necessary. A little bit of background, Moss Levy, LLP, was hired by the district as an independent auditor to review district financial statements and records, met with district staff to develop fiscal year 21-22 audit report at a cost of $11,060. State law requires that every general purpose local government publish an annual report on its financial position and activity, and that that report be audited by an independent firm of certified public accountants. The goal of the independent audit is to provide reasonable assurance that the district's financial statements are free from material misstatements. In addition, the audit is responsible for providing an independent review of the district's internal financial controls. The district's financial statements, internal documents, and financial controls have been audited by the certified public accountant firm of Moss Levy and Hartsheim, LLP, for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Alex Hom, who was the district's auditor this year.
All right, good evening. In the draft of the audit report, we gave the district the unmodified clean opinion. There were no findings. Pretty much the financial statements this year kind of status quo in terms of how it looks. There's two big key notes that happened in 21-22. To preface this, it's one of the adjustments I had to make was mainly purely for presentation purposes, and it has to do with how the county investment pool works. So the way in terms you have all these cities, the counties, and special districts, they pool their money at the county, and that's where all your cash is held. And then in turn, the county will invest it and, you know, put it into like T-bills, bonds, stuff like that to get a decent return. As you may know, if you've been keeping up with the news and everything, the market pretty much tanked around like, you know, May and June-ish. So in turn, as part of the presentation of the financial statements, we have to show the value of those, the district's kind of proportion of that, you know, the of the investments. And since it was, there's no way to sugarcoat it, it was about 2.8% down, essentially. And if you have 18 million in the county, it looks like a $500,000 adjustment down. So the this is mainly for presentation purposes. This is not, you know, you're not down the whole $500,000. This is just the value as of June 30 of what the county's investments are. It's probably higher now, but like at that point in time, it was pretty bad. And then usually technically you have to do these adjustments every year, but in past years, these investments are usually pretty safe. And it's usually like 0.01% difference plus or minus, essentially. So that's why we never really need to adjust it, because it's a very small amount. And this year it was pretty bad. Like Slo County is about 2.8%. Santa Barbara County is about 3.5% down. So keep that in mind in terms of when you look through. That's why there's a negative, if you look at the income statement, there's a negative interest or investment loss there, because it mainly we have to show that portion of it from the county. And on the flip side, net pension liability went down about $500,000. And as I've been saying for many years about pensions, all these numbers that are in your financial statement are a year behind. So if you think back to what the market was like in June 30, 2021, the market was red hot. So if a good way to see it is there's a page in the audit report, kind of in page 24 of the audit report, and it shows how much PERS is funded for that year. And if you look at it, it jumped from 75% funded to 88% funded. So they had a really good year investment-wise. So again, that's going to completely change next year, because they're going to base it off of 6/30/22 numbers when the market completely tanked. So it's going to jump right back up. So kind of when you see that net pension liability went down, don't really kind of take it with a grain of salt, essentially. And as I said, there was no findings. Everything went smoothly. Any questions regarding the audit?
Let me turn to my left to see if there's any questions.
I do. So my question is more a process question for Jeremy, but to give a beginning question to you. So we discussed kind of offline some of my questions about how the wording was.
Sure.
If a member of the public was going to read this, where would they see the words unmodified clean?
I can probably point that right to you right now. Okay, so I forgot to mention too, they changed the format of the opinion letter.
Who's they?
The great AICPA, the accounting gods, essentially. they changed the format of it. So now instead of it being on the bottom of page one, it is now on the second paragraph of the first page. It says, in our opinion, the financial statements referred above present fairly in all material respects the respective financial position, business type activities, and the major fund of the South San Luis Obispo County's
sanity. Keep going. I don't see the words unmodified clean.
So we don't use unmodified clean. That's kind of us to kind of, you know, put it in layman's terms, kind of. But like in terms of unmodified, that paragraph alone is unmodified. When it's bad, then we have to change the wording on it. That's when it's modified. So that's why we call it unmodified clean.
So in the past, we've had that wording. How come we don't have that wording now? Like, I wouldn't know that wording unless I had seen it before. I've seen this many, many times. That's always what I'm scanning for, is the words unmodified clean.
Right.
And I'm seeing a nod from the chair as well. So, and you used those words as well.
When
the public is going to look at this, how are they going to know that this is unmodified clean? That's my question.
I'm trying to think back on the old opinions. It never mentions unmodified, because it'll just have the paragraph saying that. And then we reference it as unmodified clean opinion.
If I may, I know there was a term, you'd said unmodified, and that's the term that I recalled as well, but there was also one of those terms of, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it says un-something. And so I think that's what...
It used to be called unqualified.
Unqualified, that's okay. The word, yes.
And then that confused the crap out of people, so then they called it unmodified.
Right. Yes. So, to the vice chair, thank you, vice chair. So to her point, I think what we're looking for as board members is where in here is there that assurance we're trusting the organization, we're trusting your report, but from a if someone was to ask us where in here would we say, so this is what everyone is used to, so, or this is what we now need to get used to in order for us to be able to substantiate that into questions that we get from the members of the public.
Correct.
Exactly.
So it's, as I said, it's essentially that second paragraph. It's that second paragraph of the first page, and that paragraph didn't change from, the way they changed it was just moving it from the bottom to the top of the letter. So that wording has stayed the same. And that signifies an unmodified clean opinion.
So if,
And then my second question, which didn't get addressed because I thought maybe you were going to address it, which is this references a letter that we don't have yet.
Correct. Since this is a draft form, we don't issue a draft on this letter. We issue it when the audit's finalized. And what we're missing is just one tiny confirmation to essentially stamp and finalize the audit report.
Right. So my process question for you, Jeremy, is the maybe it's for Keith. we're saying that we're potentially approving the 2022 financial audit, but we aren't approving the 2022 financial audit. We're looking at the draft. So can we approve the audit without seeing the actual audit?
We will, and the email I sent earlier, we'll bring this back on a consent item for approval for final approval of the final audit. And so this meeting is really intended, the title, it is mistitled, and that's why we'll correct the title. It's a review of the draft, and so right now you're free to make statements if you want to have changes or modifications. We could work toward that and bring it back next month or in February and approve it on consent with the modifications.
Okay.
or talk about it again if necessary.
Okay.
Okay, so perhaps if I go back to your first question with regards to where in here is that unmodified, unqualified, clean opinion. So should we now take the word fairly? Because in the first sentence says, in our opinion,
correct,
the financial statements referred to above present fairly.
Correct.
So that's the new language that basically replaced unmodified, unqualified, and clean.
Correct. And then if it were to be modified, there's going to be like an additional paragraph saying like this, for a blank qualified opinion, and the different types of opinions that are out there. So
that's the issue, is that if the public needs to know that it doesn't say something, so this is what happened, that can't be the wording. That can't be what we present to the public, is you have to know that it doesn't say this thing.
Yeah.
To know that it's okay. That's what I guess I'm asking. When this comes back in its final form, it needs to be more clear for the public, because they shouldn't have to listen to this meeting to go, oh, it doesn't say this thing, so you're good. You know what I'm saying? That to the public, that's not going to be something they understand.
I concur in terms of that, but the problem is, it's kind of like, this is the standard form that we have to put the opinion in, and that's just more that they've been trying. This is why they changed the format to try to make it more readable, but. Again, my hands are completely tied in terms of how we have to show this opinion letter. Like, that's kind of strictly kind of AICPA, boom, 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 this is how you're supposed to write it up. And it's understandable. I've had that question many times about, like, why does the opinion look like this? And it's like it.
Alex, do you have any more flexibility on the internal control letter to include verbiage such as that, or is that still canned as well?
Canned as well. But then that one at least says there's no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies found. So
So perhaps, again, going back to a process question, maybe, again, this goes back to Mr. Gent. So is, we now have an audit report. Is there an opportunity, since neither of the letters from the auditor can contain that language, do we have an introductory or a...
In the staff report, perhaps.
Yeah, or just even an introductory letter that goes, attaches to this and says, you may see this differently as in prior years, the language is different. However, this new language indicates that we have a clean, unmodified, unqualified, whatever former terms that you used to do, that is the intent of this report. Is that something that we can ask to have put on attached to the report?
I think that's certainly a fair ask and something there's multiple parties involved, so we'd have to review it to make sure we could achieve that, but that's certainly something worth working toward.
Okay. So at least until the industry understanding catches up with the language or the public's understanding of the language. So is that a...
I mean, even if it said it in the staff report, that would be great, mm-hmm. because that's what the staff... I mean, I would be surprised if... I mean, there are certain members of the public that will read every single digit of this thing, so this isn't coming out of nowhere. And when I first got on this group, we were three audits behind.
Right.
And this was something that was under the microscope. So I'm trying to keep it out from under the microscope, and this might seem like I'm splitting hairs, but I'm really not, because we've done a lot to right the ship here, and I want to make sure that going forward into the next elected body that these things are clear and how we do things is predictable and understandable to the public, because otherwise we're inviting a whole nother
level of scrutiny.
Yes, that isn't necessary.
Right. And so perhaps I like your idea of having it stated in the staff report. It might be appropriate to have it stated in the minutes as well, if that's appropriate.
Yes, that would be great, too. Okay. Oh, gosh, and I'm going to have to remember a month from now to look for that in the minutes. So, okay, good. Thank you. I'm going to trust you on this one, Amy, because I'm going to forget in January.
Very good. So, see, any other questions?
No.
Okay. Any other points of clarification? Very good. Even though this isn't a public hearing, I'll open it up to the public, see if anyone wants to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, we'll bring it back. And I guess it is not approval. It's basically a receive and file and provide direction to staff.
Correct.
Okay. And I think we've been fairly clear on that direction, unless there's others.
I had a comment to make. Do we open it up to the public? Do we have anybody online?
We're not hybrid.
Oh, we don't do? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, I've already opened it up and closed
it. Yeah. That happened so fast, I didn't notice. I just don't want it to be lost on the public and who might watch this later, that this really is a great report, and I'm splitting hairs again for a good, what I believe is a good reason, but I want to just give thanks to all the staff that's here and all the staff that's not here for yet another year of good bookkeeping and good representation and transparent representation of our financials to the public. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Very well said. So, okay, I think that concludes work on that item. So, which takes us to 6B, which is the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
Thank you,
Mr. Hom. So, Mr. Gent, Mr. Jones, who gets to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Please let me apologize. I'm battling a terrible head cold and just the mouth breather right now. So, I apologize.
What's that?
No, I'll go ahead. It's okay. This report is for the reporting period of November 1st through November 30th. During this reporting period, the district's facility met its permit limitations as required under the state of California's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit issued to the district. Monthly plant data for November 2022 again shows that we're well within permit limitations. Some operation and maintenance tasks. Staff completed a multitude of operation and maintenance tasks, some work orders, some preventative maintenance that staff performed was on the digester vacuum pressure relief valves, clarifier drive mechanisms, plant carts, FFR air supply fans, reclaim water strainer baskets, heating and air conditioning filter, front loader, our forklift, and the Amiad water filtration unit. Some training staff participated in was on locating the fire extinguishers and eyewash stations throughout the treatment plant. We did have a few call-outs on November 2nd, 3rd, and 17th due to high ORP. Operations staff responded to all call-outs due to seasonal changes in flow and loading to the treatment plant. Operations staff had to make disinfection control adjustments. Operations staff will continue to monitor and make changes as needed, and we haven't been called out for the high ORP since. Permit exceedances that occurred in the year 2022. The May 19th, 2022 exceedance has expired. The July 14th and July 20th are due to expire next year in January. I put the wrong date. That should be January 10th, 2023 and January 16th, 2023. So I apologize for that. And then I've also included some pictures of staff repairing both pictures, actually repairing water lines. We've got operator Mario De Leon, operator Chris Rigoni, and operator Justin Music in both of those photos. And with that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Very good. Thank you, sir. So let me see if there's any questions.
No questions. Just get better, Michael.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And definitely feel better, and your voice didn't sound bad at all.
Thank you.
Let me turn back to Mr. Gent for the district administrator's report.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, district administrator. I've got a few updates. So on the capital projects, our redundancy project remains on schedule and on budget. We completed some new power connections to both equipment and the utility with PG&E. The below grade piping work should be completed by the end of the month, and that'll leave us doing all mechanical and electrical and startup activities. Staff and the contractor have been coordinating and scheduling training on all the new equipment. With that being said, it is, as it kind of starts to ramp down a little bit for the contractor, for staff and myself, activities are starting to ramp up a little bit as we start to figure out how to turn on all this new equipment and run it and the new processes. So we've got a lot in front of us, and so we've been participating in those trainings and scheduling those trainings, and that's on top of the regular workload. So it's going to be a busy couple months for both staff and the lab to understand all of the new process in front of us. So that's exciting. Everybody is taking a positive approach to that. Plant tours, three members of the city of Grover Beach visited and toured the plant construction. We met about some development in Grover, but then they wanted to see the construction. So we took them around and showed them the construction of the new facility. Some tentative items, election of officers, February 1st, tentatively. That's by bylaws. That's our date. The first meeting in February. The redundancy quarterly update will also be February 1st. And then review of bylaws March 1st, and review of personnel policy manual March 1st. And we haven't made a decision yet, but we may make a recommendation to cancel the January meeting, but we need to do a review before we do that. But it's looking light, and some of our process requirements don't occur until February per our bylaws, so we don't have anything committed to the January meeting, and it's adjacent to the holiday. So we'll be considering that and communicating if we decide to not hold that meeting. And with that concludes my administrator's report.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Let me see if there's any questions or comments.
No, sir.
Great. I'll open this up to the public. Seeing no one come forward, we'll close it to the public, bring it back, and say thank you for a clean report.
That was easy.
Exactly. So that takes us to board member communications. Let's see if there's any board member communications to my left.
Sorry about your parade. I know you're getting a reschedule, but it looks like it might be raining again, now yep. They're saying. And now our snow thing might get put off. So lots going on there.
Yes.
But I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that other stuff to everybody who's here and all of your families. Thank you for everything that you do. This is an easy and such a pleasurable group to work with. It wasn't always this way on this group, on this body. And I'm sorry Linda's not here tonight to underscore that, because we did a lot of work together. And I appreciate everybody so much, including everybody over at the plant. So please tell everybody I said thanks.
And I will echo those same comments and also say that even though we're not going to have snow, if we do have the event on Sunday at Ramona Garden Park, our entire upper field is going to be filled with bounce houses. So we go from snow to bounce houses. So hopefully it'll be fun. But and then we're going to have the tree lighting at 5 o'clock. So but I did just want to take a quick moment before I conclude my board member communications to see I'll ask our council if he has any communications.
Just happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and congratulations on the election results.
Thank you.
Very good. So and with that, the election results do mean that I will no longer be here. So as my term is finished, and I did want to say thank you to the staff, to all the members of the plant that have been here and not here, but have done such yeoman's work behind the scenes to make everything move forward. And thank you to my fellow board members, the one that's here this evening and the ones that aren't with us this evening. We have gotten a lot of good work done. We've got a plant construction project, biggest one since the actual construction of the plant underway, on time, under budget. Hopefully it remains that way. So I do want to say thank you, and thank you to the community for giving us the support and the trust to move forward with this project and the understanding that this is for the overall betterment of the district. So with that.
And I don't like saying goodbye to you, Jeff. This is we've worked together for so many years. Yeah. This just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, exactly. So you have one more chance on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So actually, but before we do that, we did actually birth something a couple weeks ago as well. So which was the Central Coast Blue Rural Regional Water Authority or something like that, CCBRRWA. So we actually had our first board meeting.
Why we didn't call it the JPA?
I'm not sure. But it's got an acronym that is way longer than it needs to be. But it is now a joint powers authority between Pismo, Arroyo Grande, and Grover Beach for the Central Coast Blue Recycled Water Facility. And so I know there's been lots of technical conversations, participatory conversations as to how the district gets involved with that. But at the moment, it is that first phase, and it's very exciting to see the regional cooperation of that coming forward. So more on that in the future, I'm sure.
So, all right.
And with that, we're adjourned.